If you have your Bible tonight, turn to the 124th Psalm. The 124th Psalm. The Bible says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overflowed as us the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I want to preach a question with a statement tonight. Who is on your side? Jesus. Amen. Who is on your side? As we look at this, we can see the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord is on our side. I know tonight, praise God, that the Lord is on my side. Amen. Amen. I never doubt it anymore. There was a time when I didn't know if anybody was on my side. Amen. Hey, there's probably a time in your life, there's probably maybe time in your life now that you may wonder if anybody's on your side. But I want to say, praise God, you can say without a doubt that Jesus, if you've been born again, Jesus is on your side. Amen. Amen. When everybody else says that there's nothing to you, now, praise God, you can say, you know what? You may not care, but Jesus is on my side. He's that help, praise God, in the time of trouble. He's that help when we need Him, glory be God. He said, even when people are saying that there's nothing to you, when people want to devour you and eat you up, praise God, we can say with the nation of Israel, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, they would have consumed us. People would gnaw at us and gnash at us with their teeth. If it hadn't have been for God, we could have been destroyed. But I'm glad to say, praise God, because there's God who is on our side tonight. We can come through with a shout, praise God, rejoicing in what we know in the depths of our heart tonight that there's somebody on our side. Amen. Somebody's on your side, praise God. Who is it that's on your side? Amen. Is your wife on your side? Sometimes you wonder, right? Is your husband on your side? Sometimes you wonder, right? Amen. But I want to say we know always that Jesus is on our side. We know that God, the Lord, is always on our side. Yeah. Amen. It don't matter the part you're playing in this game today. It don't matter the exercise in life that you're living today. Praise God, we can know for a surety that God Almighty is on our side. We know that He cares for us and He's there ever present to lift us up, to help us along the way. Praise His holy name. What a God we have. Praise God. He's on our side. And He said, now may Israel say, now we say, may everybody say, praise God, that the Lord He is on our side. Amen. It's the Lord who was on our side. When we were lost and undone in the world, when we were undeserving, when we didn't deserve nothing, praise God, the good things that God had for us, glory be to God, He was on our side. When we was in the world and we wasn't looking for the goodness of God, we wasn't recognizing who He was, praise God, He was on our side. When we was lost and vile and wicked as hell, praise God, doing the things that we knew were contrary to a holy God, He was still on our side. Amen. When we were out here digging around in the world, praise God, in the grunge pits of this society we live in, praise God, amen, in the filth and the niceness of the world, the God of glory, He was still on our side. He was looking for an opportunity and a way, praise God, to get in there and to touch our hearts and to point us to the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. When we were younger and we was running around with the crowd. Hello? Amen? But when we were younger and we were running around with the crowd, we thought they were the in crowd, praise God. And we were shutting God out. We were shutting God down. We wasn't looking for Him, praise God. Amen. He was still on our side. He was still trying to work. He was still trying to get us just to acknowledge who He was. Amen. We thought we were going that way. We thought we were having a big time. Amen. We was getting into situations. We was getting into things. Praise God. We had no business being in, but praise God, God was still on our side. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Didn't seem like there's a God around. We're still here, ain't we? Amen. We're still here, ain't we? Praise God. We're still above ground. Amen. If God left us alone in that mess, Brother John, we'd been dead and in hell already. But praise God, God didn't leave us alone. Amen. God was still on our side, praise God, to do things for us, praise God, that we didn't even realize needed to be done. Amen. How often does He do that? How often does He come to where we're at, praise God, when we don't even realize that we need Him? But He comes anyway. Amen. Comes right down to where we at, where we're at. Scooches up beside us real close, praise God, and says, you know what? I'm on your side. Praise God. When the whole world's trying to destroy, when the whole world is trying to devour us. I told you this morning, there's some folks in the House and the Senate, praise God, that want to do away with Christianity. Amen. If you have a credential of being a Christian, amen. You need not apply. Amen. If you want to be a circuit judge, praise God, in America today, there's a whole bunch of people sitting up there. If you're a Christian, you want that job, you need not apply. Amen. They don't want you. They want to devour you and spit you out and chew you up and get rid of you. They're not on your side. But I want to say glory be to God. There's a God that's on our side.
Amen.
There's a God that's still reaching out and reaching down, praise God, and pulling up.
Amen.
There's a God that's still on our side. There's still a God that's on the side of America tonight. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, she's going down. She's a spiraling like a plane that's lost both engines. Amen. America's in a mess, but praise God, there's a God that's still on our side. Ain't still a God, praise God, if His people would call by His name, will pray. Praise God, He'll still hear. Why? Because they still a God. Even though these people around the world would like to devour us, like to chew us up and spit us out, would like to get rid of me and you. Hello? Amen. They would like to get rid of you. They'd like to get rid of fundamental Bible-believing churches like this. Now the devil, if he can take your Bible away, and he give you some kind of old counterfeit, he can put you in a church where there's just a bunch of junk going on. There's a lot of places now got a whole lot of activities. Amen. And you know what? They have them activities to keep people from thinking about the truth. Amen. Because there's no truth in that counterfeit Bible, that counterfeit word book that they got. Amen. But God is still on our side, praise God. We still know the truth, and the truth makes us free.
Amen.
We can still come together and worship and praise the Lord in spirit and truth tonight because we know the truth. And we're not willing to compromise with the devil. We're not willing to compromise with the world because the world would like to devour us, would like to chew us up and spit us out. Amen. That's part of the world. That's part of the world that we're living in. They could cure us. They don't like us. Amen. Because they're wicked and vile as a devil, as a demon of hell. And they would like to get rid of all aspect of Christianity. You say, preacher, why would they want to get rid of Christians? Because we mess with our consciousness. Amen. When they see true born again believers that's trying to live right for the Lord, praise God, it tears them out, friend. It messes up their little old house, praise God. It tears it down, tears it asunder, praise God, and they don't like it. So they try to devour us. They try to eat us up, try to chew us up, try to make us of none effect. Amen. So what they do, they begin to try to take what we believe and they try to slice it and dice it and shred it up, praise God, so it'll not go out, so it'll go out void. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God tonight. That won't work because the Word of God will never go out void. Amen. It'll always have an effect. Praise God. Boy, if we as Christians could stand up tonight, praise God, throw our chest out and say, glory be to God, the Word of God will stand, and having done all, it'll stand. Yeah. It'll touch hearts, save old sinners. Why? Because God's on our side. Amen. See, God picks sides. Amen. Amen. He picks the side of those that choose Him. Amen. When we choose Him, praise God, He chooses us. And He goes with us and never leaves us. And He's always there to help when they try to devour us and chew us up and spit us out, praise God. He's there to help us. He said, they tried to chew Him up. He said, but the Lord was there. Amen. Who was there? God was there. He said, didn't only try to devour Him. He said, they tried to overflow Him. Amen. Said, we can't tear them up and dissuade them and shred them up, praise God. He said, we'll just overflow them. Hello? We'll just flood them out. Amen. So that what they're doing, praise God, we'll just overflow it where nobody can hear what's said. It'd be like a rushing water, praise God, and nobody can pay attention to what they're trying to say. Hello? But God is on our side. And He's great. He's a greater roaring river, praise God, than anything they've got. Amen. We're living in a world, in a society, praise God, where they got stuff going all the time. Just trying to dissuade and destroy and tear down and take away our convictions and our morals, praise God, in the land of the living where we live today. But I want to say glory be God, brother. God is still on our side. Amen. They may want to devour us. They may want to flood us over. They may want to wash us away. Amen. Take away everything we have to say. Amen. They don't. The world we live in don't want you to say nothing. But that so-called First Amendment, it's not meant for you, Brother Bill. I mean, when you went and fought for this country, apparently they think that you didn't fight, praise God, to have the liberty, amen, to have a freedom of speech, to have any kind of thoughts, any kind of thinking, praise God, towards God or godly, or what morals or convictions or what's right in this world. Amen. Said, you don't have a right to that. They do. Now, to me, if there's anybody got a right to that, praise God, it'd be Brother Bill and Brother Don and Brother Billy. These that out there that went out there and served America, fought for the right, for our freedom, praise God. So these idiots can have that right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But they try to overflood us with all their stammer in the world. Overflood us so that the world can't hear the truth. But I want to say God is on our side and the world to hear whether they want to or not. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because the Bible says they'll stand without excuse. Amen. The world as we know it will stand before God without excuse. They'll answer. The world may try to devour us. The world may try to overflow us. May try to flood us out. Amen. May try to wash us away with all the stammer and the stuff that's coming out of the world. But praise God, God's still on our side. Amen. God's still on the side of His people, praise God. And He always will be. And we just put our faith and trust in Him, just press on. Realizing He's promised He's going to be right there. He said that they were trying to be devoured, they're trying to be overflowed. Praise God, said God was right there. Amen. Praise God. Pharaoh's people, Moses took them, he headed out, praise God. He got to the Red Sea, and there was the water. Amen. Pharaoh told him, he said, go get out of here. They borrowed and they bummed everything they could get, gold, silver, everything they could carry with them, praise God. All their livestock, all their family, all their children, praise God. And they headed out of Egypt. They got down there to the Red Sea, got down there to the place, and praise God, all of a sudden, they was nowhere to go. Pharaoh changed his mind. Amen. That's what Pharaohs do. They change their mind. And he told him, he said, gather up, he said, load up the chariots. He said, boy, let's go. He said, we're going to go get them. We're going to bring them back. People looked back and here come Pharaoh's army. Amen. They should see the cloud of dust. But God rose up and he stopped them in their tracks. He told Moses, And Moses said, stretched out that stick. He said, hold, stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. Amen. The world was coming down upon them. The world wanted to devour them. Amen. Praise God. But God said, Moses, tell them just to stand still and see my salvation. Praise God. So they stood still. He raised the stick. Praise God. And the waters parted. Amen. Congealed up in a heap. Became like the Red Sea became like jello. Amen. Glory be to God. I can just imagine as them little old young'uns went through there and run up to the side of it, Brother John went. Amen. Praise God. That'd be my little granddaughter. She'd be poking little finger holes in it as she went. You say, come on, Mia, let's go. We got to get out of here. She said, just a minute, Papa. Went across dry shod. Amen. Praise God, they got over to the other side, and here come Pharaoh's army. Amen. Come charging into there. Praise God. They thought, we'll destroy them. But praise God, our God, who'll not leave us alone, praise God. He said, if this is what you want to do to them, praise God, I'll do it to you. Praise God. He withdrew his hand. Glory to be to God. And that water come together. And Pharaoh's chariots. They found, here just in a little bit, they found parts of chariots in the bottom of the Red Sea. Amen. Now a lot of people don't believe that. They said, well, it wasn't really a sea. It was a swamp. And they negotiated around, the Lord negotiated around Brother Jeff through this swamp to get to the other side. But boy, I tell you what, it's a great and mighty thing when God drowned all of Pharaoh's army in a swamp. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, I want to say my God's big enough He could. Yeah. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. Amen. My God is alive. He's well. He was with them. He's with us. Praise God. And He'll come along when the enemy tries to devour us, when the enemy tries to flood over us. Praise God. God will be there to help us. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Never leave us nor forsake us. But He'll be there. Praise God. Them waters come in. And various mighty chariot horses weren't fast enough to outrun that overflow of God. Amen. Them waters come in, whipped down on them. Praise God. Before they could turn their chariots around, I believe, praise God, that sea had soon closed its mouth. It swallowed them up. Praise God. That was God Almighty. And He'll do the same with our enemies today. Amen. He's still an overflowing flood. Not to His people, but to the enemy. The adversary, praise God. We can see the Lord in this. The Lord who is on our side. Bless His holy name. Overflowing waters. The flood. He said in verse 5, He said, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Amen. Overwhelming. Amen. Praise God, they was there. Could have washed us away. But praise God, there's a holy God who is on our side. And He said, and He took Him great old big hands of love, praise God, and He parted those waters so that we could go through on dry land. The Bible said that Moses went through, and the children of Israel went through dry shod. Amen. Praise God, didn't even get their sandals wet. Amen. Praise God, didn't even leave no muddy puddles for Mia to play in. Amen. She says, Papa, I like him muddy puddles. Amen. Papa had to go buy her some muddy puddle boots. Amen. Praise God. But He said, went cross dry shod. Amen. Praise, that's what God does. Praise the Lord. Now the devil, he tries to overflow us. He tries to deceive us. Amen. He says in verse 6, He said, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. The devil would like to destroy us. The devil like to deceive us. The devil like to pull us down. Now I want to say tonight that we can detect man's anger. Amen? We can detect man's anger. Now when my wife, if she'd never make it as a poker player, because her face always gives her out, I mean every time. I mean, there's nothing that's concealed in her expressions. Amen. And her expressions sometimes don't even represent what she's actually feeling. Because sometimes she says stuff to me and I say, boy, that seems hateful. But she's not being. I mean, it's just the way she says it. Amen. Matter of fact. But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, that we can read. Amen. You can read a man's face. If I make Brother Bill mad, amen, I will see it in his expression. Amen. As he's got his hands around my neck. And I'm going, I know there's something going on with Brother Bill. As you might say, he's not happy. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when God's on our side, praise God, you cannot tell when the devil's mad. You cannot tell when you've done something, amen, that's trying to take out the old deceiver, trying to keep his old filthy mitts off of you. Amen. That boy I went to school with, praise God, he was a big old boy. He was a big old boy there one time, and they got a little confrontation going in. And the boy is Gomer. It's my brother-in-law, my brother's brother-in-law. And me and him was big buddies in school. He's actually the one invited me to go to church with him when I got saved. Amen. Him and his mom and daddy, they were going to a revival that week, and he asked me and another boy we go to school to go with him to church that night, the revival. And I went Monday night, Tuesday night. God began to deal my heart Tuesday night, and Wednesday night I got saved. Praise God. Boy, I appreciate that. But Goldberg's one of these types. He wasn't a big talker. And this old boy kept bothering him. And he come over and a big old boy, and he had great, I'll never forget his own, he had great old big hands. I mean, he's like a giant of a fella. He come over and he laid his hands on Gomer. Amen. And Gomer said a few choice words to him about them hands that he had. And about him laying them on him. He said, you know, I ain't done nothing to you, but he said, you better keep your hands off of me. Them great old big something others, he called them. Amen. And praise God, you know what that old boy done? He took them hands back and he kept them to himself, because he done seen on the face of that little boy who was meek and mild and lowly, praise God, all of a sudden he done come out of his shell and he was fixing to rip his head off. Amen. Praise God. I can tell when you can tell when somebody's mad, and the devil's got a way of coming on and getting a hold of, laying them great old big hands on you. But I'm glad, praise God, the good God of glory, our Heavenly Father, said He'd always be there with us. Amen. He runs conflict between us, the devil, praise God. When the devil comes along, we can say, Jesus, 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 and praise God, the Lord will show up. He'll help us, praise God. Amen. But we got to be careful from the devil. Because the devil will catch you. He'll catch you. The Bible says here, he'll snare you. Amen. He'll catch you in a snare. He'll snag you. He'll hook you, praise God, when you ain't looking. He'll put the bait out there. Amen. And he'll dangle it just right. Oh, the old devil, he's an ultimate fisherman. Amen. And he don't play fair. He knows what me and you like. Amen. He knows. Praise God, he had made a, I bet the old devil would make an excellent, excellent bass fisherman. Because he knows all the baits and he knows right where to put them. Amen. And he knows how to work them, praise God, to get your attention. Amen. And he knows, and praise God, he knows just exactly when to set the hook. Amen. That used to be my biggest problem fishing, is when to set the hook. I used to go fishing with my wife's daddy. He was an old fellow that lived down there at the Lake Douglas, an old one-arm man. He just had one arm. His left arm blowed off at the elbow. He blowed it off dynamite fishing. Boy loved to fish. Amen. Had an artificial arm with a hook on it. When I had my first knee surgery, my first ACL, and I was in a cast for 6 months, and I went down there and stayed at the lake with him for two or three of those.
And then people used to laugh at us, Brother Bill. We'd go down there and we'd get our fishing poles. I'd have a couple fishing poles and a tackle box, and he'd have a couple fishing poles and a tackle box, and I had my crutches. Praise God, and I was going down there trying to get to the boat. Here arm was with that artificial arm, and he was trying to carry stuff. He was trying to get to the boat, amen. Praise God, we was trying to get down there where we could do some good. I didn't know it till a while later. But they said them people used to sit up there at the camp, out there at the store, sit there, and they'd get up early so he could come out and watch me and him go down in daylight to get on that boat to go out fishing. Amen. Said they had to see the show. But boy, we'd go. And we'd get down there, praise God. What are you saying? I'd say we put forth the effort, praise God. Amen. We knew what we was doing. We knew what we... And praise God, there was nothing going to stop us. Amen. We were going to get to the bank. We was going to get in the boat. And we was going to fishing. Amen. But praise God, when you go, you got to be careful. You got to watch the snare of the devil. See, you get out in this world, praise God, and the devil will put snares in your way. As you go along, praise God, if you ain't careful, the devil will set you a snare and he'll step in it. A few years ago, I done a demonstration on this on Sunday morning, talking about the snare of the devil. And I made a box. It was a trap, a box trap. And I had Jeffrey come over and he put his big old foot in it. When it did, it reached and grabbed him. And I said, "Now get out." And every time he'd go to lift out, it'd just grab him tighter. That's what the devil does, praise God. He'll set a snare, and when you try to get out, it'll just get tighter and tighter. And it'll choke you to death. Amen. But I'm glad there's a God with us, praise the Lord, tonight, that'll help us to watch out for the snares. If we'll listen to Him, He'll go with us, and He'll show you where every one of them's at. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? If we get snared tonight, praise God, it's not God's fault. Amen. It's our fault. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm just going to patch it off on the devil." Amen. The devil sets the snares, praise God, but you're the one that steps in them. Amen. But I want to say tonight, praise God, that we have a God that's with us. We've got a God that's on our side, praise God, and if we'll listen to Him and we'll walk to Him and we'll be guided by Him, He'll keep us out of the snare of the devil.
Amen.
But the devil, now listen, I'm done. The devil sets snares for us every day. Amen. In this life we live, he goes before us and he'll look and see your situation and he'll set a snare. Amen. Hoping that you'll take the bait. Amen. Praise God. We'd get down there on that lake and we'd fish. We'd thrash that thing. We'd swarp that lake dry. Amen. All day long. I mean, from morning till night. Come in long enough to grab us a bologna sandwich, praise God, and then go back and fish all evening. Sometimes fish way up in the night, praise God. To use every lure you had, praise the Lord, and you found one at work. Amen. But I won't say the devil's the same way tonight. He'll use every lure he's got to try to hook you, to try to snag you, praise God, where he can take you where he wants you to go. Amen. When we down there on that lake, praise God, you fellas that fish, you ladies, you know, you get out there and you throw that bait out there and that fish takes it. Amen. And I was always real apprehensive. I was always missing them, especially worm fishing. Boy, I'd work that thing, you know, work that thing, keep that slack out, and you'd feel, boom, boom, boom. Boy, I'd reel and pull, you'd feel, boom, boom, boom. I'd reel and I'd pull. An arm was sitting there watching me. I said, "I think I'm getting a bite." He said, "Well, set the hook." I said, "I don't know if he's got it." He said, "He's got it in the mouth. He ain't got no hands." Amen. Praise the Lord. When that thing was going poop, 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 he had it in his mouth. I just had to set the hook. Really, man. But when you go to really men, praise God, you know what them things, especially them small mouth, son, they'll go, pshoo, pshoo, pshoo. They'll go this way and that way. And see, that's what a lot of us do now. The devil hooks us, he snags us, he sets that hook on us. And praise God, we'll run this way and we'll dart that way. And we ought to just stop. Amen. Because you know what a fish will do? If they get a little bit of slack, and you ain't got that hook nice and secure in that jaw, they'll spit it out. And then they're going about their way. Amen. You know what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this tonight. We ought to be as smart as a fish. And when the devil tries to set that hook in us, praise God, we ought to just stop. Amen. Say, Lord God, I need your help. I've got myself in a mess. And Lord, I need you to help me get out of this right now. Amen. You know what he'd do? He'd help us slip that hook and go on about his business. Amen. Why? Because he's a God that's on our side. When the devil tries to hook us, the devil tries to snare us, praise God, he'll show us where the snares are. He'll help us to stay away from that bait the devil has to offer. Praise God. I tell you, the devil has some stuff he offered. This world, I've never seen such a mess in all my life. Got young and just people after people that's getting hooked on these drugs and alcohol and destroying their lives. Amen. Why? Because they're taking the bait. Amen. People, these young'uns getting on this methamphetamine, they can't, you're an addict the rest of your life. Amen. You say, people get off of it, preacher. Yeah, but they're still an addict the rest of their life. They've always had that. They know what it feels like, and they desire it. Amen. Listen, you young people, glory be God, that, well, there ain't none here now. Well, yous are young people, praise God. Don't try that mess, and you won't like it. You say, well, preacher, is it good? No, it's not good. It's poison. But your body reacts on it because it's trying to save itself. Amen. And every time you do it, you got to do a little bit more to get that same high, that same feeling. And the devil knows that. And he puts it out there. But I want to say, glory be to God. There's a God that's on our side. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I said, thank God. I'm like the people of Israel. I thank God that the Lord is on my side. Amen. Why, praise God. But why? Because he allows us to stay out of the snare. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of a snare of the fowlers. But now watch this. Not only are we escaped out of the snare, or can stay out of the snare, but the snare is broken and we are escaped. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, not only did He set you free. Hello, listen to me. And I'm done. Not only did the Lord Jesus Christ set you free from the snares and the snags of the devil, but He broke the snare. Amen. He takes away the desire. He gives us the help, hope, and encouragement through Himself. They praise God that there's nothing better than Him. Amen. We find the better part. We realize, praise God, that God is on our side. And we begin to give Him the praise and the glory for all that He's done. Amen. Praise God. And I'm glad tonight that He's not through yet. I'm glad that who's on your side? Jesus. I'm glad Jesus is on our side tonight. Verse 80 says, our help is in the name of the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. In other words, praise God, He's got it all. Why would we need anything else? When you get the Son, you get it all. Bless His holy name. Who's on your side tonight? Amen. Who's on your side? God is on our side, amen. God's on my side. God is on your side.